one of the items that's in the headlines this morning took place yesterday on Capitol Hill in D.C., and that is that the Senate voted unanimously, making a move to recognize Juneteenth as a national holiday. Of course, the measure still has to pass the House and gain the president's signature, but it's a step in the right direction, something that maybe in some ways is surprising in that it passed unanimously in the Senate yesterday. That said, Juneteenth celebrations will take place this weekend throughout the nation, one of the big ones taking place in Manhattan. I'm Troy Coverdell in for Brandon Peoples this week here on In Focus, and we've got members of the Manhattan Juneteenth Committee with us this morning. Plenty of people to talk to about what's going on through the course of the next few days, starting on Thursday, as we have Sonia Baker, Dave Baker, Debbie Nuss, Jardine Coleman, also Hillary Wallin with us this morning, all checking in with us as we talk about Juneteenth and what is taking place this week. Let's start, Sonia, with you very quickly. Just a quick overview of the things that are on the schedule this week.
Well, good morning, Manhattan, and Troy. Thank you and In Focus for having us to be able to share our big weekend with everyone. We were starting small, but we are, you know, it's kind of grown. But we're going to start off Thursday evening at 6:30 at the Douglas Activity Center. We have Phil Dixon. He's one of the founders of the Negro Baseball League Museum out of Kansas City. And so he will be giving an overview.
Historical speech.
Yeah, historical speech on Negro baseball. Negro baseball, and of course, Negro Baseball League player that lived in Manhattan, Kansas, and he'll bring memorabilia, that type of thing. So it's going to be a fun evening. That'll be a fun evening. Then Friday night we have our musical portion of Juneteenth, which we always partner, they always partner with us, Manhattan Parks and Recreation, and they've just been so supportive and very awesome. But we have our local JaVale Roan, and then Julian Vaughn out of Kansas City will be our lead, our headliner for the night. And everything starts at 7:30 out the park. Everything is free. Everyone needs to come out to that. Then we get up bright early on Saturday morning with a fun run, 5K run. We have Zumba in the park. Now, those activities will take place down at Douglas Park. And then at 9:30 at the corner of Martin Luther King Jr. Drive, we're going to start there because that's a historical moment for Manhattan because the name changed and extending the street. So we're going to start there at Long's Park with the proclamation, singing of the national anthem, all kinds of good things. And then that's where our walk will begin, and we will make our trek down to Douglas Park on Yuma. So we'll start at Long's Park there and make our way down. And for the rest of the day, we have free barbecue for everyone. We have the unveiling of the mural that Parks and Recreation was dedicated for the new Douglas Activity Center. That will be at 10:30. 11 o'clock, come back outside and feed everyone. And then we'll go back in right at noon. And that's when we have an art auction. And Hillary will be able to share information on that. And then we'll come back out, have a money drop for the kids. And then the infamous car wash that we always end with. And of course, our Manhattan Fire Department, Raleigh County Fire Department are the defending champions. So they will be working hard out there to defend their title from the last, 3 or 4 years, I think.
One of the things that does stand out, you mentioned the mural that will be unveiled on Saturday at the Douglas Center, and I had the opportunity to see some of the early work done by Eugene Bird on that mural, and I'm looking forward to seeing the final piece. But there is a lot of art that is involved in this year's Juneteenth. Hillary Wallin with us, and you are among the artists that are participating in the sale of art at this year's Juneteenth.
Yes, I am. I'm part of the Manhattan Arts and Humanities Advisory Board, and I was approached by the Parks and Rec staff to help the Juneteenth Committee come up with an art project. This is the first year the Juneteenth, really exciting. We are involving the community to paint art according to this year's theme, which is United in History and Hope. And we asked the community what that theme means to them. And I helped them by coming up with the project and then informing the public by putting out brochures flyers around Manhattan. And these paintings were submitted by area members, and they will be presented during the to admire, and then they will be auctioned off.
That will take place as part of the day, again, after the unveiling of art in the Douglas Activity Center. As we said, that mural that will take place there. And it recognizes a number of stages of development in the Douglas area here in Manhattan. And I think that that's going to be a tremendous memento that folks will see in the Douglas Activity Center. Also joined today by Debbie Nuss and Jardine Coleman, and I would like to just get your thoughts on the importance of Juneteenth, especially starting a celebration like this in the community of Manhattan.
Well, I just would mention, I joined the Juneteenth Planning Committee in 2015, after the individual in the community who had organized it for many, many years, Donnie Slater. Donnie died in December of 2015. And just prior to his death, he had asked me if I would be part of the committee. And so I have had the pleasure since then of working with a very committed group of community members who have worked very hard to ensure that the legacy that Don Slater and others before him created related to Juneteenth. And, you know, in terms of the importance of this event, and others that have more firsthand experience, but I do think the events of the past year with Black Lives Matter have heightened interest around Juneteenth and its meaning and purpose. And, you know, that's one of those kind of good news, bad news type of mm-hmm. situations, I think, in terms of community interest. But I think it's also reinforced by, you know, information that we have in our community that racism does exist. In our 2015 Riley County Community Needs Assessment, 17% of the people who responded to that assessment indicated that discrimination related to race in connection with public accommodation occurs in the community. That's a pretty high number. And then again, in 2020, when asked the same question about discrimination of any type, the most common type of discrimination reported, and that was 13.7%, was again related to race. And that was in connection with public accommodations and housing. So, you know, anytime somebody will assert that Manhattan doesn't have any problems, they're not willing, I think, to look closely at what goes on in our community. And while Juneteenth specifically, you know, isn't Black Lives Matter and those type of things, it certainly is there to raise awareness about the challenges that the Black community has faced and really continues to face. And so I think opportunities for people to get together in our community and interact with one another and learn from each other and understand how we can be better as a community are important when we hold these type of events.
Jordine, your thoughts on Juneteenth and what it means locally.
Thank you. I appreciated your perspectives and those statistics, Debbie. I think that makes a huge difference. It's important to note that, you know, Juneteenth is the oldest nationally celebrated commemoration of the ending of slavery. And it was only just this week that our federal government recognized it as a legitimate holiday. And so for us as a community, this is our way of recognizing and letting people in our community who identify as Black or African American, let them know that we see you and we value you as part of our community.
Over the course of developing this year's program for Juneteenth, what were the things that stood out? And I'll put this for Sonia, Debbie, Jordine, Betty O, if you'd like, as well, especially, but Hillary, too. Any of you, what stood out among the group of you as to what you wanted to accomplish and feel like that you really have a good feel for that this will accomplish this weekend?
You know, I would just like to say, you know, coming off the back of, or as we're coming, I still think we're coming through the pandemic, but coming through the pandemic, you know, it was very disappointing to the committee to have to cancel last year's event. And as I look at what's happening in the community right now, this is the first major opportunity for the community to come together with a sense of community. In a sense of celebration, and for it to be Juneteenth, I think is even more powerful from that standpoint. You know, no doubt it's not the kind of event that we had organized the past several years in City Park with vendors and those type of things, but the committee has worked really hard to still create a festive environment in terms of the event, but then has also added some very meaningful components to it in terms of the unveiling of the mural, which, you know, I'm as excited in anticipation to see that mural as anybody. And the artwork done by our local artists, if you go to the Manhattan Juneteenth Facebook page, that artwork is available to see. And that artwork is very moving in terms of what community members were willing to share through their creativity and artistry. So I think for this community, like I said, it's kind of a step to us coming back to being who we are. And I hope who we are is better than what we were a year ago, basically.
Good morning. Hi, this is Betty O. How are you?
Good, thank you.
For me personally, Juneteenth is at this point of where we are. It's about celebration. Everyone on the committee and even people that are not on the committee have worked extremely hard, but it's a love of labor, I guess I want to say. And so at this point, it's just come out, have a good time. It's not them or us. It's our community. We've been living with each other for what, 400 years now? So we should be comfortable enough to come out and break bread with each other, to celebrate the music, to celebrate the culture, to learn from each other. It's a simple thing, it's easy, it's free. We've done all the legwork for everyone. So we just want everybody to come out, relax, have a great time. We're your neighbors, we're your friends, we're your cousins. You know, we are the people that you work with, have been working with for the last 15 or 20 years. So come out, have a great time, and all the hard work has been done. And so, you know, let's go. We're ready to have a good time.
Anyone else want to take a shot at just your thoughts going into the weekend before we take a break here?
I would like to add that I really like that the Juneteenth Committee added art, because the Juneteenth Committee has worked very hard to provide a celebration for the community, but with having community members present art, they are actively involved in showing how Juneteenth affects their lives and how they communicate with people. They become a part of the community and help in celebrating Juneteenth. Instead of just being on the sidelines and enjoying themselves, they're actually contributing to the celebration of Juneteenth. I think the art is really going to be impressive to people, and hopefully more and more people will want to get involved into the Juneteenth come forward.
We've got much more coming up as we continue to work towards Juneteenth, again getting underway tomorrow evening with activities taking place through Saturday. An entire day worth of great things going on in and around the Douglas Activity Center, Douglas Park, the Douglas District here in Manhattan, as Juneteenth is celebrated this weekend. We've got more here on In Focus in a moment. Thanks for joining us this morning on News Radio KMAN.